All right, so these are just some first impressions of the Variax base that I just bought online. It's a modeling base. It runs the base signal through a quartz piezo pickup in the bridge, and then it shapes it, and it has 24 models on there. The first one is just a vintage jazz base that they say is like a 73 jazz or something. What's nice about it is that since it's piezo, I can actually move the model pickup so that the only the neck coil is soloed the way I actually like it on my bass. But I still don't get any 60-cycle hum because they're not actually magnetic. So that sounds pretty convincing to me. Your mileage may vary. The one that I actually can't compare anything to is the P-Bass model on here because I don't own one. So maybe somebody else would have more of an idea. That's just the regular P-Bass. It also has a flat wound mode, but I don't find it very convincing. Then I don't actually play with flat ones, so I wouldn't really know. The next one up is the Manta, which is actually the Stingray model. Again, it sounds convincing to me, but I don't own one, so what would I know? The next one is the Rickenbacker. The next set of basses I actually don't know very well. There's a hollow body on here. There's like a Gibson Explorer, which again, I've never played. One of the ones that I find interesting, the 8-string model actually sounds like a really bad pitch shifter. It's not a very good effect. But I do think that the 12-string is actually not bad. After that, what I think is a lot of fun, actually, is the acoustic models. There's the Tacoma, which is an acoustic acoustic electric bass. And also the double bass, which is a lot of fun. And then I think my personal favorite actually on this so far is the synthesizers. And one of the things that I actually like about them is that they're multi-timbral, so I could actually play chords with these. It has one synthesizer voice per string. And there are two synth models on here. One of them is has a much shorter decay on it. I think it's supposed to be a Moog bass kind of sound. What's actually a lot of also fun on that is muted notes because it doesn't seem to know how to handle them. So those are the basic sounds. So far, so good. I'm really liking the ability, again, like I said, to get single coil sounds without actually any 60-cycle hum. But I'm not exactly a pure tone freak, so it sounds about right to me, but maybe other people will disagree, and that's kind of why I thought I would put this up. Thanks.